We're going to look at exactly what Jesus said in his model prayer. And I believe the first is the most important. And that is that God is our Father. Luke 11:2, Jesus says this, "When you pray, say, Father, or Dad, or Daddy." This cannot be overstated. Some of you struggle in prayer because you're too focused on prayer. If you want to grow in prayer, don't focus on prayer, get to know the Father. In the same way, if you're focused on the windshield, you will not drive well. Amen? The goal is you look through the windshield to see where you're going. You don't focus on prayer, you focus on the Father. It is through prayer that we connect with the Father, but our focus should not be prayer, it should be Father. Let me explain this to you. Up until this point in the world's history, God was not commonly referred to as Father. This is a cataclysmic shift in the history of the world from the lips of Jesus. From the 39 books in the Old Testament that covered, let's say, a few thousand roughly years of human history, on only 14 occasions do we find that God is called Father by his people. Every time it is national, not individual. There was not a concept of God being our personal Father. Jesus comes along and on 60 occasions says, Father. And they actually realize the magnitude of this statement and they seek to put him to death saying, you keep calling God your Father. You're making yourself equal with God, which is the second member of the Trinity. He was and is. And so Jesus teaches us, hey, don't just listen to me pray to the Father, you can do it too. This is a great invitation. And of all the words that could have been chosen to reveal to us who God is, Father is the one that was chosen. And so let me explain this to you. The more you get to know God as Father, the easier it will be to talk to your dad. I'll give you an example. Let's say there was a child who was abandoned, abused, an orphan, neglected. And one day, a loving father, a gracious, kind man, came to that child, got down on one knee, and looked that child in the eye with a big smile and said, today I've chosen to adopt you. From this day forward, you're my child. You will receive my last name. You will inherit everything that I have. You're being adopted into a large family. You've now got a lot of brothers and sisters who love you and can't wait to meet you. I love you with a never-ending love. There's nothing you can do to make me love you more, and there's nothing you'll ever do to cause me to love you less. I love you with a perfect love that I'll never, never take back. Additionally, no matter what you do, I'll always pursue you and forgive you. And I'm going to serve you, and I'm going to teach you, and I'm going to love you, and I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to help you. And for the rest of your life, I'm going to do very good things for you, and I'll never abandon or betray or harm you. Now, this is all something called grace, and I know right now that's just a word to you, and you probably don't understand it. But I'm going to love you so much that eventually that word is going to start to make a lot of sense to you. So, come with me now. I'm your dad. Now, do you think that child will ever speak to that father? Yeah. Now, if they've had a hard life, that child will begin tentatively. Is this father really trustworthy? Is he safe? What's the catch? But as he approaches his father and talks with his father, and he realizes, my father really does love me. I've acted up a few times, he loves me the same. Every time I've initiated with him, he stops everything that he's doing and he makes me a priority. Over time, that child will speak to their father more frequently about deeper matters of the heart. And it won't be because the father in any way pushed the child, but revealed himself to the child, and the child was drawn in by the love of the father. He sees the father's heart. See, when I first became a Christian, I started reading books on prayer that made me feel very guilty. And people started saying things like, well, there's prayers of adoration, there's prayers of intercession, there's prayers of supplication. And I'm trying to keep it all straight in my head. And I'd get, was this an adoration, a supplication, an intercession? I get all my Asians and Eshians all confused. And then I look through prayer. Oh, there's the Father. It becomes very natural to talk to him. Hey, Dad, I really need help. Dad, I don't know what I'm doing. Dad, I blew it again. It's getting to know God as Father. So let me say this. If you want to learn how to pray, don't look to religious people. Don't look to religion. Oh, look at that person. They're on a rug. They're facing a direction. They're doing aerobics. Not that, right? Look at children with a father who adores them. Because God is a perfect father, beyond, infinitely beyond, even the best moment of a great father.